This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So the mayor was on with Evan and Tiki to talk about, I guess, this soccer stadium that's going to be over there at the new Metropolitan
City
Park.
Field, right?
So I don't know how this comes about. I guess maybe Tiki knows some of the mayor's people, and they say, hey, we'd like to talk about this. It's a sports thing. It's a sports station. I don't know if the mayor's people reached out to WFAN and say, what's a good fit? And they clearly said, not this program. This would not be a good fit. But they did ask two non-layup sports questions.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to it?
If you're talking about the vaccine and the city, I did hear the question.
Okay, so yes. You did. So what Evan asked him, he goes, do you regret the vaccine mandate? Now, that wasn't Mayor Adams.
So no, it was not.
Bill de Blasio was in office when that happened, and then Mayor Adams took it over and then kept it going for a little bit, but then slowly, repealed things. Now, he could have come in and just gotten rid of it right off the bat, but he did not, and that's when Kyrie was sort of going through his thing, but he wasn't the one who put the mandate in. And then the way that Tiki asked the question about the crime was, he was basically like, I feel so safe now in the city. He doesn't tell me why I feel so safe. So I thought it was a missed opportunity, and I heard CeeLo and Al talking about this in the warm-up show, and CeeLo had the opinion of, well, it is a sports talk show, and, they're talking about sports. And Al's response was exactly what I would have said, is, well, when you bring the mayor on to the show, then all, no holds barred at that point. Because it's not then essentially just the sports talk show. Because, everything these days bleeds into one another. There's more gray area than there ever was. And, people who are driving in, or people that are working in the city, people that are living in the city, are also the sports fans. So they're not just sports fans. They're not just blinders on sports fans. They have opinions on these things. We talk about congestion pricing all the time, some of the crime issues and things that we deal with driving in. So, I don't know. Personally, I felt like it was a missed opportunity. Not that you want to come on and just completely go firing squad on the guy, but a little more pushback than we had. It's not like this is, the height of Mayor Bloomberg, where the guy could walk anywhere and get a standing ovation prior to the stop and frisk stuff that was going on. But I just felt like it was a missed opportunity.
And in fairness to Tiki, he didn't say everything's great. He said it's gotten better, but we still got a long way to go.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly the way he phrased it. But I think we've got a very long way to go, not a little more ways to go. There is still a mess in New York City. But yeah, they could have, after they did all the soccer stuff, they could have went, and Evan knows more. That surprised me that he asked that question that way, because he knows more about politics than I certainly do with five lives.
Yeah.
The fact that he screwed that up was interesting, but yeah, he could have done more. It was two questions. That was pretty much it.
Yeah. To me, the thing that has to come up, and I know it's not totally under his purview, but the biggest thing to me is the fact that we just lost that police officer who was shot by a career criminal who was arrested on a gun charge and was essentially roaming the streets because of this horrendous bail reform stuff that's going on. Now, that's not just him. That's New York State, the city council. There's a lot of things that go into that. But that did happen in New York City.
Yep.
He did hold a press conference about it. So I'd like to know his opinion on how that stuff isn't going to happen again and what he can do to help it, as opposed to him just falling back on his recidivism thing. We've got recidivists everywhere, and we've got crazy people, and there's nothing you can do about it. I think there is.
And selfishly, I would have liked a congestion pricing question.
Well, that too.
But that's me selfishly coming in from Jersey and driving in. I don't know what those two do. Maybe it's not top of mind. It is for me.
Also, that's another thing that is not just him. That's a New York State. It's MTA. It's those things. But
he can have an opinion on it.
And he does. Right. And he is right, of course. And those are the hot topic issues. But, I hate when, like, the politician, when he does, like, the hunky-dory sports stuff. Like, it's like, he's like, well, you know, I just have to be as good of a running back as Tiki was. You know, like, stop.
I know.
Just stop.
That was when
nobody's
they were talking about
finding that funny or entertaining.
Bringing the Jets back to New York, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, well, we need to put that NY back on. You know, it's not the NJ.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.